The top marine resources officials from Maine and New Hampshire, joined by Maine Congressman Jared Golden, are sharply criticizing the federal government's efforts to protect the endangered North Atlantic right whale. As Fred Bever reports, they're calling for a slowdown of plans to impose new rules that could be costly for New England's lobster fleet.
In a letter sent Friday to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the commissioner of Maine's Department of Marine Resources, Patrick Kelleher, and his counterpart in New Hampshire say federal fisheries managers botched the rollout of a new and apparently flawed risk assessment model. It's supposed to help measure the effectiveness of various strategies to reduce the chance that whales will be injured or killed by entanglement in fishing gear. Strategies such as using weaker rope or breakaway rope for hauling traps, to a specialized gadget that would cut line when a whale becomes entangled, to imposing trap limits or targeted closures of areas where whales are known to be swimming.
There are some things that are coming out of that tool and some questions that we have about the model or some of the data that's in it that doesn't really pass the straight face test for us.
That's Aaron Summers, Maine DMR's point person on the whale issue, during a NOAA webinar introducing stakeholders to the risk assessment model. That was just a week before a meeting now underway of a large stakeholder group called the Take Reduction Team, which is charged with making recommendations to NOAA for reducing the right whale's annual mortality rates to less than one a year. The DMR and other stakeholders, such as Maine Lobstermen's Association Executive Director Patrice McCarran, say there are many questionable assumptions in the model, including one that leads to a prediction of a high risk of entanglement off mid-coast Maine at a time of year when whales are unlikely to even be here.
To have a government agency a week before a meeting say, this is the best that we have, deal with it, is very disturbing.
DMR Commissioner Kelleher, who could not be reached for comment, appears to agree. His letter runs through numerous concerns about the data tool and the process that led up to its deployment. Ultimately, he writes, NOAA should postpone rulemaking on new regulations that's due to start next week. Instead, he says, NOAA should slow down any final decisions to allow time to subject the risk assessment model to peer review and to allow state regulators full access to its inner workings. But NOAA officials say there are no plans to press the pause button. Dr. John Hare is NOAA's Science and Research Director for the Northeast.
It's important to remember that, you know, the tool is not making the decisions. It's available to the take reduction team members to help them come to a consensus decision.
That team is made up of some 80 representatives of various stakeholder groups from 14 coastal states, lobstermen, scientists, fisheries managers, and conservationists. Hare says he and that group will give substantial consideration to criticisms from Kelleher and others.
So hopefully everyone will work hard together to come to recommendations to the agency that can help us achieve our objectives in terms of right whale conservation, but then also allowing the lobster fishery and other fixed-year fisheries to continue to operate profitably.
In an email, a lawyer for one group that's brought a lawsuit against the federal government for failing to protect the endangered whales, the Conservation Law Foundation, says new protections should not be delayed. Congressman Jared Golden is trying to put the brakes on, though, from Capitol Hill. He sent NOAA a letter this week that reflects many of the same concerns raised by state regulators and calling for the rulemaking to be slowed down.
What we hope is to create a better process and get some feedback from the lobster community to NOAA, and hopefully working together, they'll find a better solution that works for the fishing community.
In a joint statement, the other members of Maine's congressional delegation say they are concerned about the speed with which NOAA is developing new gear rules, and they plan to meet with stakeholders in Maine next week. The Atlantic Large Whale Take Reduction Team continues its work all this week at a hotel in Providence, and it will try to achieve consensus on Friday. If that fails, however, NOAA still plans to move forward with new rules. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.